You're listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. I'm not sure why, but you are.
Stay away from my. Get out and live.
What happens into my life is my own business.
Cliff and Kendall.
Forever and always, always, always. Kendall time. Kendall time.
Boogers in your wing.
Hello, Cliff.
Kendall,
is this working?
Why are we even doing this show? We're never gonna see the light of day again.
Well, this is the last will and testament. we're here at the bottom of this pit. We're buried under tons of dirt, it seems.
Moments ago, it fell. We're in Botswana, and Mr. Snodbottom, he saw on the side of the road where they dug out this big, large,
hole.
It's a big hole, where they were about to build a big shoe factory. And so they, dug out for the basement and all the workings.
All the workings.
And so we set up our booth. We said, hey, this will be fun.
Do it in a hole.
5 minutes ago, the dirt started rumbling.
Who in the world would
foresee
dirt being filled into this hole?
I thought it had all been cleared out.
I did too. I thought they were going to put a building in this hole.
I thought, what's safer than a big hole? There's nothing that's going to fall into a big hole.
Right.
No.
Evidently, we're under all this dirt. I hope Mr. Snodbottom.
I don't even know where they are. Where were they?
Charles, I really don't care.
Nah, he's somewhere.
I'm sure he's on top just fine. Yeah, so we're in this hole and we're just going to carry on.
If you say so.
Because the show must go on, Cliff.
Well, I have loved Botswana. It's really been very picturesque.
It's a beautiful place.
I've taken so many phone snaps of it.
So many phone snaps.
I can't stop snapping.
You can't snap it on the phone.
You can't stop the snap. And I just, it has been so lovely. And then oh my God, now we're just covered in dirt. We're not ever going to get out.
Well, this is a better view than we had. When I was, and that's going to be way worse.
It's going to be with us. We're sealed like in a spam can.
Sealed shut. This is a better view than I had when I had to watch Charles flop around naked out in front of our booth. So,
if
I have to go, at least this is the way to do it.
But that was at the nude place. Everybody was flopping around naked.
Yeah, but
I feel like I want to get naked again. I'm thinking this is a hot booth. This is the one life that you get. Let's be naked.
They'll find us dead and naked in a booth.
Dead and naked. If anybody finds us in another way, it would be more shocking, okay?
I also would like title our book, Dead and Naked.
Dead and Naked. Kendall, this is a show about being a good neighbor. That we'll ever need it again.
Well, but others need to know this. Let's get this important information out.
Not that this recording will ever be edited or sent to the station.
I'm sure one day when they dig down to put in a basement, they'll find this like, an unaired episode of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Well, you're right about that.
I'm right.
I know. I told you.
All right.
I thought I said it.
Good. Cliff, one way you can be a good neighbor? Introduce yourself.
Hello.
I know. This is a tough one. It's a biggie to not just go in your house, shut the door, and never talk to your neighbors. But, I don't talk to my neighbors. But I'm saying if you want to be a good neighbor, go introduce yourself. Bring them a pie if you haven't eaten it already.
Well, it's not going to happen, but
all right, well, I got some other ways I'll share with you in a moment that aren't so hard.
Okay. Here we go. Kendall, I think when we think about being a good neighbor, don't we have to start and be a good neighbor to ourselves?
Sure. It always starts with us.
So I think every day, I need you to agree to this, Kendall, before you even hear it.
Okay, well, what could go wrong on being a good neighbor list? I'll agree.
Well, you'll be dead anyway.
Exactly.
Kendall, every day, should we live and survive this, say aloud 3 good things that happened. Just say, hey, what were 3 things that made me smile from the inside out today.
Good one.
Tell me three things that before we got into this booth, before the dirt fell down, covering the sides, covering the top, blacking out any sign of daylight, sealing us into our tomb. Tell me three good things that happened before all that happened.
Well, I really enjoyed that story Mr. Snodbottom told earlier.
Which
one? About the one-armed man that he used to be in the war with, who did the magic trick at the coin, and he kept saying one arm, still did the trick. It was amazing.
I thought he was talking about that fugitive movie. I wasn't paying too close.
I don't know. I was kind of paying attention, but long story short, that made me happy.
That
was
made
one
him
thing.
Happy.
Just hear Mr. Snodbottom tell stories. I drifted off to sleep.
Get happy.
That we set up this booth to do a show today. That made me happy.
Okay.
And when I realized that Charles may be buried alive over there. No, I'm kidding. That if I have to go, that I'm going out doing the show.
Going out.
With you. This is the way we always thought we'd go out. So there you go.
I guess
that's my three things that make me happy.
Oh, I just can't. It's so dark in here.
A little bit further, dear. Just a little bit more. What is it?
Oh, keep digging.
My part of the dirt.
Oh, dig. Oh, boy. Is that you?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness that we found you, boys.
Oh, we've made it. We've tunneled into the booth.
Do you know what has happened, dear? We've been in the dark.
It came, and I thought we were going to die, but still, it's so dark. We were all buried under dirt.
Oh, dear, it's a terrible situation to be in.
Oh, there was a large mound of dirt, and it filled in the hole quite suddenly after some large sound rang through the air.
Well, thank God both of you are okay. Have you seen Charles?
I did have a minor bowel attack back in the tunnel there due to shock.
Well, dear, no one could blame you for having such a terrible thing happen just before.
Of course not. Very natural.
I was close to having one myself when it happened.
I just didn't know. I had no idea. Well, I thought it was another eclipse.
So where did this tunnel go? Well, dear, it only goes back to where the battle attack happened, but we're thinking
it's
about...
where we were standing.
We think we're going to dig out, dear. We're going to keep digging up and try to find our way out of this hole.
Dear, we've got to keep digging and get to the children. Oh, my.
Dear, you're right.
They'll be waiting for us.
Oh, my goodness. Here, let me get my brush, dear. This will help. It's a little bit harder. Dear, let's go.
Dear.
All right, well, we're just going to keep on doing the show. Let us know if we can help.
All right.
Cliff, I got another tip on how to be a good neighbor.
Oh, Jesus.
If one of your neighbors is doing a project or digging or planting a tree or whatever,
yeah,
go ahead and help them.
Go help them.
Give them a hand. Isn't that so nice?
Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place. If you can.
Why don't you?
Kendall, I was thinking to myself earlier on the way to this big hole. I was thinking, you know, so many times in our lives, or in my life, I get these negative Nelly thoughts that get caught in my head. They get caught and I can't let them go. And I thought, hey, Cliff, what if you couldn't let go of all the positives? You gotta savor those good moments. You know there are good things out there. Things, not like what Kendall said before, but better, gooder
good
things. And you think about them. What if your mind just wouldn't let it go? How good something was. How many wonderful podcasts you have left to listen to.
That's a good state of being.
What a state.
And which will help you be a good neighbor.
Definitely. Definitely. I think being a good neighbor is the most important thing we can be right now.
It is.
Kendall,
it
also, is. I want you to do this. This is something you've got to do. Kendall, you got to change yourself and do this.
Okay.
I want you to stop trying to fix others. You may have a great ability to see, like, what's bothering somebody or all the dumb things they do. But, you know, they're going to feel defensive to the point where nothing you say is going to break through their stupid helmet. Be a support giver. Be a cheerleader. Say, hey, this good thing that happened, I'm so happy for you that it happened. Because don't you do this when something good happens to somebody else? You're like, well, that's stupid. They don't deserve that.
I've been known a couple of times to do that.
But you don't want to do that because you think, hey, this person's great. They deserve every good thing coming to them.
Yeah, like when Charles won Joke of the Year. But another way, if you want to help a neighbor, and you don't have to lift a finger to
reach
do this.
Reach out and touch.
No, you don't have to touch
somebody's hand.
Just consider your neighbor's lifestyle. Maybe they are a doctor and work through the night, so maybe you don't want to have big parties when they're supposed to be sleeping. Or maybe they're podcasters, and maybe they're putting on a show.
Make this world a better place.
I'm feeling it get better every
moment.
If you
care. We want to better the world. How do you do it? One bitch at a time.
One bitch.
You just smile at them, and then that bitch is your bitch.
And just smile.
Yeah,
because
and then
the great thrill is a great world after all.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
Even
do it.
In the face of insurmountable sadness.
Tons of dirt.
Or tons of dirt. That's what it was, metaphorical sadness, because we're never getting out of this damn dirt pile. They're going to die digging like that, is all I'm saying.
Well, let's think of positive things.
Oh, Kendra, if you are making me do this show, all I got to say is a question, and I'm going to say the question to you. It says this. What the food?
What the food? Oh, I've got so many questions to ask you.
Oh, WTF.
What the food?
What the food?
All right, I've majored in food.
Mrs. Butterton and I, we've been digging in this dirt, and we've just come upon an old styrofoam cup.
No, we found the styrofoam cup here in this hole.
And there's no telling how long it's been here, boys.
It could have been here for thousands of years.
Styrofoam lasts forever and
That's
ever.
Right, that is right here. Oh, what if someone left it here on purpose for us to find it?
Oh, no. We should go inspect it for clues.
I think this styrofoam cup is amazing. I think we should hold on to it.
I think it's probably garbage.
Well, but we should keep digging.
Yeah,
to find the light.
Emphasis
you know.
On you guys keep digging.
Well, you are right, dear. We should get out of this hole. But I'm taking the styrofoam cup with me to keep an eye on it.
Don't lose it, dear. Put it in your purse.
It's in my purse. All right, well.
All right. What the food?
Swallowing one teaspoon of what can help you cure your hiccups?
How dare you ask this of me? One teaspoon.
How dare you?
Vinegar.
No.
No. Whoa. Sugar.
You're not going to cure those hiccups with vinegar, Cliff. But a spoonful of sugar, not only does it help the medicine go down, it also cures the hiccups.
Do you think that's true?
No. No, I don't know. I've never tried that one. You know how bad I have hiccups sometimes.
What do you do for them?
I ride them out.
Really?
Yeah.
Here's what I do, and it works a lot of the time. I can't do it here because I'll spill all this water all over the booth, and then we'll drown because we're stuck in this booth. Yeah. You bend all the way over. You put your mouth on this side, and you drink it like that. And then you're like bent over, and that works for me.
I think I've tried that before.
Because I get them like just laughing at hilarious things. and I'll be like,
when you get older.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh my f-ing God. I've got. Because also when I get the hiccups, like I'll go, and then I have a huge belch. That's literally not kidding. I go, in mixed company, this is not okay. And so, but really, if you drink it like this and you go over backwards.
Well,
try
I'll try it again. We're in that big meeting. I forgot where we were, what country, but they were talking about the big rye festivities coming up in the speech.
Yeah.
And I just, like, right in the middle of the meeting, was
oh, my God.
And everybody looked over and was like, it was a hiccup. Nobody believed me.
I thought something had, like, fallen on you.
They just come out of nowhere. You could have been a good neighbor, Cliff. And be like, he gets the hiccups like that.
Listen, we've all got regrets. What the food?
What the food?
What hit the market alongside spinach as the first frozen vegetables?
Corn.
No.
No.
We are saying is give peas a chance.
Of course it was peas.
Yeah.
Do you like peas?
I mean, they're fine. Here's the thing. If people ask me, like, do you like this vegetable? My mind weighs the vegetable against all other foods that could be eaten. And so it's like, well, I like cucumbers, but they're number 9,000 on the list of things I actually want to eat.
Yeah.
But I like them.
But you like them. I don't even like peas.
Yeah.
Cliff,
get over it.
In Kentucky, it's illegal to carry what food in your back pocket?
Oh, an onion.
No.
No.
That's perfectly legal still.
Oh.
But no ice cream in your back pocket.
Oh. Kendall, what method of preserving food did the Incas first use on potatoes?
On, let's see.
Method of preserving food.
I don't know why you're reading the question again like I would have troubles with it.
Emphasizing important parts, I don't know.
In a salt brine.
Salt brine? No. Freeze drying.
Oh, freeze drying. I was like, how do they have a freezer?
I don't know how the hell they did it. Don't ask me. Go find an Inca.
I'm sure they used tons of salt as well. How many flowers must a honeybee visit to make 1 pound of honey?
79.
Oh, that bee would be on vacation early. No, 2 million.
Shit.
Yeah. Think of that.
2 million?
1 pound of honey, yeah.
That can't be true.
It is true.
Every pound of honey I ate, no.
2 million?
Kendall, what food is the leading source of salmonella poisoning?
Chicken.
Chicken. All we are saying is chickens have salmonella. Yes, chickens. All right, are you done?
I'm done.
I have one more.
All right.
I have one more with the food, and we're going to die anyway, so.
So let's get it out there.
Kendall, what type of lettuce was called crisp head until the 1920s?
Crisp head.
Give me a
iceberg.
Crisp head. Iceberg. Yes.
Iceberg
then,
dead ahead.
But then, you know, that Titanic fever just took it over.
They're like, from now on. This should be called iceberg.
It's iceberg, yeah. You don't get that crisp head shit out of here.
Dead ahead. My goodness, dear, look at this. Can you believe what we found here? This is a...
Remarkable.
This is an amazing badge that someone wore once at this place, dear. It has their name, John, right on the front of it.
It's very shiny.
Who was John? What do you think he did, dear?
I don't know. I think that might be just somebody's name tag from one of the construction crew.
Oh, dear, an eye that doesn't know much for antiquities might think that, dear, but I'm sure it might be something very important.
Well, you...
Are you getting enough oxygen, Mrs. Potter?
Yeah, we're going to let you appraise that, and we're going to go to a break.
All right, okay? We'll be right back after this.
This has been a great show so far, and I'm told it only gets better. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Computers are coming your way.
Computers?
For paying bills.
Mothers too.
Bah, humbug.
Wow.
Let me try it.
Hacker, I thought joysticks are only for computer games.
A computer can get input through a joystick to write music or draw pictures, as well as play games.
Totally awesome.
But there are lots of other ways to tell computers what to do.
Like a mouse?
Right. It's an input device. The mouse is an easier way to move the cursor. You can use it to make pictures and some graphic programs, or move words around if you're using a word processor.
Wow, that's pretty.
We're the computer generation.
Oh! Cliff and Kendall are back! Bet you weren't expecting that.
Right over there. Do you see it, dear?
Maybe we should follow him. No, well, no, hold, you can follow him in just a second. But we need to do some hot subjects.
Let's
it's
do
so hot in here.
Yeah. Did we start? Or was the show back? Did we start?
Yes, we're back. Okay. Where have you been?
I don't know. I was thinking it's so dark in here. I don't know where I am. I just feel like I'm on the death's door.
Boaz! Oh, don't be ridiculous. You have to have faith, Boaz.
We're going to find a way out of here. Courage. The last thing we do.
Oh, yes.
I'm so glad that both of you are so uplifting, and you're making me feel better and have hope.
Oh, nothing will keep us from getting out of this giant dirt pile.
Not while I have this spoon, dear.
Oh, not while we have the breath that Christ has given us, girl.
Yes, you're right, dear. The breath and the spoon.
Amen to both.
Well, that is wonderful, but for now...
Now...
Let's just hit some hot subjects real quick before you go back to digging. Take a little break.
Dear, I don't know if I can handle any hot subjects in this hole, dear.
Now, don't make them too hot, Kendall, because what if it's the last thing we hear?
Well, nonsense, boy. Nothing of the sort. All right,
I've got one.
All right.
And here we go, everybody. This is hot.
All right.
Hot but sweet.
Well, that sounds like it might be good, dear.
Like those Red Hots. The gummies, you know.
Oh, I do love the Red Hots.
I like them too, and I don't even like gummy stuff. But those are good.
What about the Mike and Ike's, dear? The ones with the colors.
I do. I think I like them. And I think the reason I do like them, but I think the Mike and Ike's, whichever one. One of them is like licorice, which I don't like. And then I think isn't it? And then
that's the Mike and Ike, I believe.
Oh, I thought that was the.
I don't mean to break up this candy discussion, okay. But.
Kendall, what if it's the last candy discussion we ever had?
Well, but I don't have any candy to go with it.
Oh, so hurry up, Buzz. We've got to keep digging.
You're right, dear.
All
right.
Now, an Amish man in Michigan is putting a new spin on ride sharing with his horse and buggy that he has branded the Amish Uber. All right. And Timothy Hochstetter, he said he started offering $5 rides in his horse-drawn buggy in the city of Cologne after learning about Uber and the app-based ride-sharing service, if you're unfamiliar. And he was heard to say, Uber's a cool thing. Every year, something comes in new, and Uber is hot right now. So we have the Amish Uber, and we can deliver people to their front doorsteps. And now Hochstetter, he said he's not affiliated with Uber. Now, I know this is hot, so if y'all have to calm down a little bit.
Sounds like such an industrious young man.
Oh, I don't know. I'm thinking about this dirt there.
Well, he comes in, and he's not affiliated with Uber, but he says, you know, customers love it, locals love it, but the only thing bad about it is to book this guy, you just got to wave him down on the street.
That's I was going to say, there's no phone app.
No phone, no light, no motor cars. And just a horse and a buggy in the Amish Uber.
Well, dear, I think it's one way to make a little extra money. What a wonderful idea this young man has had.
Well, I like that they're showing respect for the Amish.
It is wonderful.
Oh,
dear.
Yes, girl.
All right, okay, so yeah. I got a hot subject for it.
Now you, Kendall.
All right, so... Oh.
Kendall is looking... Let me tell you what he's doing, everybody. He's... Because with the dirt all around, we can see our reflections in the glass of the booth.
Mm-hmm.
And Kendall, 2 weeks ago... I don't even remember where we were. I think Djibouti. And he went and got a hairdo at this place. And he is looking at the reflection of his hairdo. He's been asking us all morning, how's the do doing?
Well,
and we're like, it's fine. It looks good.
I was worried
some kind of hairdo.
Well, now especially in my last moments, I want to look good.
Well, but the, you know, the coroner or whoever, he'll comb your hair.
He might not know how to comb it right.
Oh, boys, please stop all this hairdo nonsense.
I'm sorry, Cliff. He distracted me. Look, in Vienna, subways got to 95 degrees, so workers started handing out 45,000 bottles of deodorant.
Oh, I thought you could say $45,000. Like, I'll take it.
Sorry, it's so hot. Take some money.
Can you take it?
So that's very much like our situation here.
We should, what are you implying? What is he implying about us, guys?
That we're in a hot subject.
Oh.
Now that we're in a hot subject, not that we...
Here, it's very improper to talk about things like that, dear.
Please don't talk about our smells. Oh, that's not appropriate, Bob.
All right, well, I didn't mean... Okay. Cliff, right. Do you have another hot subject?
That was hot.
It was hot.
That was hot. I get now how you're saying it's hot, like temperature.
Yes.
But it's not. That's not cute. Don't try it.
Oh.
Kendall, hot subjects. Here we go. A 95-year-old British Columbia woman said she had to chase a hungry black bear out of her kitchen twice in one day. Anna Stady said she was watching TV at her home on Vancouver Island when she heard a noise in the kitchen and looked to discover a black bear rummaging for food.
Ooh.
And she said, I was annoyed. And I told him to go.
I was annoyed.
And then he just went about halfway to the backyard and I said, no, go home. Stady said the bear sauntered off, but later in the same day, she found the animal going through her cupboards.
Oh, no. He learned.
He made a mess, she said. I was really annoyed with him, and I told him to go. He looked at me, and then he grabbed something. I don't know what it was, and he ran out. The nonagenarian said she was firm, but not too tough, with the bear. And she says, well, now, I was really cross with him, and I told him so. I said, I'm really angry with you. Go home and don't come back. And I guess he believed me, because as far as I know, he hasn't been back. And she did say I know everybody's thinking, how terrified must she have been?
That's what I'm thinking. There's a bear coming into your house.
Oh, no. Oh, my. I'm going to have nightmares about bears in the kitchen.
I didn't want to think about such things. No. Bears coming into the house? Another thing to worry about.
Not my prescription bowel puddings, bear.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, the last thing that she said, I still rule my kitchen. And so she ain't afraid of no bear.
Oh, all right, is that it, boys? Is it time to go?
Yes, we really must be digging, dear.
Well, I think Kendall has more.
Or maybe
he doesn't.
I know, I did have another one. We don't need to talk about it. We can move on. We can go dig.
No, what were yours? A deodorant? And
no,
what?
It was about the world's longest fingernails.
Yes, dear, I think we should get back to digging.
Oh, I'm about to...
I think Kendall's talking about long fingernails right now, dear.
Oh, pardon me, boy.
It was a whopper.
Oh, I'm having a bowel attack. Just thinking about those fingernails.
Dear, look, I think we should go this way. Dear, come along. Let's try to go this way. We went that way last time.
Oh, get your scooper out, dear.
No, I've got my spoon.
All right, scooper.
Alright, wish us luck, boys!
Oh, let's go.
Good luck. Alright.
Now we're stuck in the bottom of this with the bowel attack.
This is one hot subject.
Oh my god. I can't tell anymore.
Cliff, I wish you would stop touching the
dials. I wish you well. I wish you peace.
I wish you peace and happiness.
Yeah, okay, don't touch the dial.
Don't touch that
dial.
That's what I'm saying.
If you say so.
It'll be the last segment we ever do.
Oh. Listeners are, well, who's, no, they're not going to listen.
Don't touch it.
In the future, but do you think the people who find this episode in the future will understand our segments of the past?
Well, luckily I have a hard drive with all of our old episodes on it, so they're going to find them all. It's one big treasure trove.
When you were late the other day, I threw that hard drive against the wall.
And
the cover fell off. And
well, great. Now they have one show to know.
Well, I guess this is the quintessential
Kendall
episode. Kendall, don't touch the damn dial, okay?
I'm too far from it.
I've got something to ask you.
Okay.
It's a don't touch that dial.
Okay.
Kendall, what kind of bird is Tweety?
Well, he's a Tweety bird.
No.
He's a... canary.
I'm gonna have you singing like a canary.
Yellow bird.
Little yellow green pigeon bird. Yellow bird, black bird. Tell me how to sing.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Ugh. But what video host?
This is like our grave, Kendall. This is like we're just in our coffin.
Oh, do you hear all that? All those moanings from the grave. It's just us doing a show. Cliff, what video host was the only person to star in two primetime series in 1990?
What was that? Martha Quinn?
No.
No.
Bob Saget. You were so close.
Oh, okay. Oh, video. I get it now.
Video.
I get it now. All right. That home video.
You got it now.
Got it now. Home videos, everybody, not music videos.
I see where you went wrong.
Kendall, shut it up. What show featured the genetically bogus phenomenon of identical cousins?
Oh my god, what was her name?
And you'll find they laugh alike, they walk alike, at times they even talk alike. Nope, you could lose your mind.
No, I got two of them mixed up all the time.
When cousins.
No, it's the other one. What is it? I can't remember.
The Patty Duke
Patty
Show.
Duke. When I was a kid, I always got Patty Duke and Donna Reed mixed up the names.
Because those were the days when it was the Somebody Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, who was that?
Who was that?
Yes. All right, Cliff.
There's only one Donna Reed.
One Donna Reed.
I'll take one Donna Reed answer. To go.
But what Muppet asked if she preferred Shakespeare to bacon and replied, I prefer anything to bacon.
Oh, was that Miss Piggy?
That's good old Miss Piggy.
Oh, our icon.
Yes.
And role model mm-hmm. in daily life. All right, Kendall. What was the first network to expand its nightly newscast from 15 to 30 minutes in 1963?
CBS.
C. CBS. You got it.
Yes.
That's it.
Okay, I was thinking about the CBS Evening News.
And that's all we need. We need it. We only need 30 minutes of news a day. Turn the rest of that shit off.
I don't think we need that much.
Yeah, let's go back to 15.
Yeah. Cliff, who's never seen husband was Lars Lindstrom.
Oh, Phyllis Lindstrom.
That was Phyllis's husband.
From the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Who gets a little help in solving her cases from Sheriff Tupper and Dr. Seth Hazlitt?
Jessica Fletcher.
Are another icon and role model.
Who more do you need than Miss Piggy and Jessica Fletcher?
If you could be like them, how successful would you be?
Very successful, I think.
I think we would.
My goodness, dear, we found something.
Oh, dear.
Oh, is it another piece of trash?
Or... Oh, nothing like that, Bob.
No, dear, there's light coming out from where we were digging up here, dear.
Oh, that's
wonderful news.
Oh, and we could just make out Charles the contractor standing up above the hole.
Of course. Yes, dear, it seems that he told them to dump the dirt here by mistake. It was supposed to go to another hole.
He was pointing to the wrong hole, boys. Oh, an innocent mistake anyone might have made.
Anyone, dear.
Oh, my.
Yeah, anyone.
Well, so, but we're going to be dug out, is what you're telling me?
Yes, dear, it may take 2 or 3 hours to get the backhoe in here to get this booth out. Oh. Well,
it's terrible.
Can we get any food in?
Oh, boys. Come on, dear. We've got to get back. We've got to tell Charles the contractor about the bowel attack.
We'll see if we can get some snacks back to you, dear.
Oh, don't make any promises.
Oh, this is wonderful, Cliff. This is pretty sad.
Oh, my God. We're going to be here for 3 more hours. What are we supposed to do?
Hey, let's look at the silver lining of this whole show.
Of being a good neighbor.
This show is going to make it out to the masses.
Well, that's somebody's silver lining.
The good news.
All right. Oh, this is the sad music. There it is.
It's so sad.
There it is again. Once again.
It sounds even sadder down here.
It's just some kind of echo.
Echoey, yeah.
I don't know. That probably didn't make any sense either. Kendall, I've got a quote for you.
What does?
We make our friends. We make our enemies. But God makes our next door neighbor. And that was said by Gilbert K. Chesterton.
Well, maybe spend a little more time on the other people. No, I'm kidding.
God must have spent
a little bit more time on the neighbors.
A little more time.
I got a quote for you, too.
Yeah.
Neighbors are those that are close to us. Friends are ones who are close to our hearts. I like to think of you as a friend and a neighbor. And that was good old Mr. Rogers.
Love it. Kendall, all human beings are my neighbors. We share the same planet.
Amen.
And that was said by Anna Monar.
We're all these earthlings.
We're all earthlings. We are people on Earth. That's all we are.
What does Earth stand for? What does it mean?
Dirt.
So here we are.
And we're in the Earth, but we're going to get out. They say we're going to get out eventually. In a few hours?
I feel the Earth move.
Ooh. Over our booth.
We should just sing all these songs and let them know we're down here.
No.
All right, we're going to slip slowly into madness. But we'll see you here next week.
Oh, that's right. All right, I'm Cliff.
I'm Kendall.
That's it, right?
It's been a hole.
Oh, Kendall, get your hole
away. A whole lot of fun.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
Get it?
Stop. save those problem-solving skills for your taxes, bitch.